computer, what are you tracking?
Styracosaurus.
Not our dino.
Warning, meteor shower in range.
Just little ones.
Oleoramus. Hadrosaur. Raptor.
Time to get serious. Locking autopilot on homing signal now. Hang on!
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 308, Reliving a Dinosaur Ride. Please put your headphones on to fully immerse yourself in another one of my Walt Disney World memories. You'll feel as if you are in Animal Kingdom with us, experiencing a ride on Dinosaur as we try to get our dino. Welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive the magic of Walt Disney World. I'm Lou, your host on this enchanting journey. If you've been keeping up with the news from D23, you may have heard about some upcoming changes to today's attraction. While I personally don't believe that Dinosaur or Dinoland are terrible, I do think that their loss will be felt a little bit by me. Nevertheless, I'm eager to see what Imagineers have in store for the future. In the meantime, though, let's enjoy one more ride, perhaps for the final time, on this underappreciated attraction. Today's memory takes us back to a Tuesday morning in December of 2021. If you remember from last time, we had just finished the now-retired Kite Tales show, and we're deciding on our next attraction. The lines have gotten long now, especially without shows like Nemo open yet, so we opt to head over to Dinoland USA to see about a first-time ride on Dinosaur. As we join the memory, we're leaving Asia and entering into Dinoland USA. The music will shift from the peaceful instrumental sounds to a more modern holiday medley. We'll fondly recall our past visits to this section of the park, which, though distant, is full of cherished memories. Our route will take us past the Triceratops Spin and onto the path leading to the Dino Institute. Here the sound again changes as we'll be treated to the incredible musical score composed by James Newton Howard. Although the queue is lengthy and begins indoors, it will eventually lead back outside again before coming back inside. I won't subject you all to the entire queue as I'll trim this down quite a bit. But once inside, we'll enjoy the quaint exhibits before we learn from Dr. Seeker and Dr. Marsh as they explain, you know, the purpose of the Time Rover and what our mission will be. As we near the vehicles, our excitement starts to build. The anticipation of a new thrilling ride for the kids is palpable, and this one may be a bit intimidating too. However, once we're securely fastened in our seats, there's no going back, and the enjoyment is about to commence. We'll advance to the checkpoint, and before long, we're embarked on a journey back in time. At the end of the attraction, there was applause. So after leaving the attraction, I asked the kids for their thoughts. The response was mixed, and they felt that it was a little excessive in the sound, or maybe the scare tacks were a little unnecessary. I agree with them on this. Yeah, it's probably very true. I'm not sure they'll be disappointed, though, if they can't ever ride it again. Next, we're heading to Restaurantosaurus for lunch. We've already ordered, and we'll be picking it up to enjoy before our next attraction. Plus, it maybe gives us a few minutes to recoup from this adventure. So again, for the best experience, make sure to wear your favorite headphones to really place yourself in this binaural memory. But before we relive our memory for today, I want to take a moment to hear from our sponsors that are helping me to continue to bring these memories to all of you. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all played in this playground forever.
We did?
Yeah. I didn't know they had a dinosaur.
Yep. Nope.
Because
birthday
was on
Sunday,
falls back.
Nope.
So it's not what it's
nope.
Yeah, I should have sent it to both.
It's a time traveling Jeep. Mikey, go stick your head in there.
Yeah.
Mikey's new avatar. Mean in my eyes or dinosaur teeth? Go look at it.
Wow, Tyrannosaurus Rex arms are tiny. They're like literally this little stuck out here.
Did something just buzz? About a Carnotaur. You need to vacuum that thing. It's so dusty. Go. Y'all excited? Ready to take a time traveling Jeep? Go up to the front if you can, bud.
Hello. I'm Dr. Marsh, director of the Nautilus Institute, and I hope you enjoy those great exhibits. That's how dinosaurs have been presented to the public since the study of fossils began over 150 years ago. Today, that we approach is about to become extinct. In a perfect blending of science and technology, the Dino Institute has created a time rover, an amazing vehicle that will literally transport you to the age of the dinosaurs. How? That's right. But the result is a breathtaking journey through a prehistoric world where we witness the most spectacular creatures to ever walk the earth. In a moment, we'll be going live to our control center for a comprehensive safety briefing, and then it's on to the tour that will convince you forever that the future is truly in the past.
Hello there. Welcome to our little trans-dimensional joyride, folks. I'm Dr. Seeker, your friendly controller and a heck of a paleontologist, if I do say so myself. But let's not talk about me, let's talk about you, and how you can help me make history today with the Time Rover. It's like this. If I can bring you back from the Cretaceous period, it stands to reason that I can bring back a live dinosaur with you. And not just any dinosaur. Take a look at this guy. He's an iguanodon. And I'm certain that he is the key to understanding these magnificent creatures. I tagged him with a locator during an unauthorized field trip. Otherwise, I'd be traveling with you. Right now, our dino should be about here, at the very end of the Cretaceous period. That's where you're going today.
I've arrived, it seems, just in time to correct a little misstatement.
Dr. Marsh.
That is impossibly close to the giant asteroid impact that destroyed most life forms on Earth. Our tools are designed to take you to the early Cretaceous period. And I can assure you that all time rovers have been securely locked on those coordinates.
That's right. See? Securely locked. Access denied.
Continue.
Of course. We were just talking about seatbelts. Plug them in. Use them. It can get kind of choppy out there, so keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. Flash photography? I wouldn't. It alters the homing signal, and that's not good. Oh, and one more thing. Those locked coordinates? We're in. Now, here's the drill. You follow the homing signal to the iguanodon, then I'll enlarge the transport field, and boom, you're back with one additional passenger extra large. And don't worry about that asteroid. You'll be in and out of there before it even breaks the atmosphere. Trust me, what could go wrong? Hey, it's me again. Remember, only you guys are going on this special mission, so don't tell anyone, okay?
Hold up, Mikey.
I don't know. items in the pouch in front of you. Fasten your seatbelt and remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the time rover. And please watch children.
Atención, guarden todos los artículos sueltos. Abróchense los cinturones y permanezcan sentados con las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del vehículo. Vigilen a sus niños.
Bags go in the pouches so they come back with us.
In the pouch?
Bags in the pouch, please.
Pull
that yellow strap. Thank you.
Time travel commencing in T-minus 10 seconds and counting.
This is Seeker. Listen up. We've got to get in, grab the Iguanodon, and get out before that asteroid hits. Let's roll! Get that dino. Computer, what are you tracking?
Styracosaurus.
Not our dino.
Warning, meteor shower in range.
Just little ones.
Olioramus. Hadrosaur. Raptor.
Time to get serious. Locking autopilot on homing signal now. I'm tracking a big dino on the scope. Could be ours. Computer, full stop. Identify.
Carnotaurus.
Definitely not our dino. Go, go, go! Another big guy coming up. Computer. Slow and identify.
Sauropod.
Still not our dino, but at least this one's a vegetarian.
Asteroid impact in 90 seconds.
We better move it.
Pterodactyl.
Incoming!
Asteroid impact in 60 seconds.
We can't stop now. Keep going, keep going.
Compsognathus.
Computer, what's happening?
Loss of traction.
Four-wheel drive, move it!
Warning, meteor strike.
Evasive maneuver. Left, right, left. Close. Computer, now what?
Carnotaurus.
That's it. Abort mission. Abort! Abort!
Iguanodon.
Forget it! Get them out now!
Asteroid impact.
Wait, this is it! They're not gonna make it! They're not gonna make it!
Mission accomplished.
You made it! I knew you would, and guess who made it back with you? I better find it before security does. Thanks for everything!
I am not excited!
Please gather personal belongings from the pouch in front of you, and remain seated until the rover comes to a complete stop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What'd you think? Okay.
I got it.
All right.
Like a Carnotaur was around every corner.
Come back.
Good.
What did you think, Susie?
Not my type of ride. Too dark, lots of movement, and
loud.
Loud. Very, very loud. And not my type of thrill. If I'm gonna have thrill, I prefer roller coaster drops.
Not just an emotional.
Yeah. I prefer the butterfly.
I was expecting it to be faster.
No. I'm glad it wasn't, because I would have gotten sick.
Skip around.
It's a wobbly ride.
So we don't have to put on our masks. Like right here. Here. I don't remember. What's the name of it? Restaurantosaurus, right?
Yes.
It's this way. This way. Oh, yeah, right there.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks, or sooner, for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.